Morning, Danny. You must be wrapped with how everything has panned out in the last 7 days. And yesterday, you unveiled a couple of really nice horses heading towards possibly spring carnival majors as well. How are you?
Really well, thanks, Michael.
What do you make of the win of Lena's Legend yesterday? Is he a genuine Caulfield Guineas contender off the back of that?
Look, he's going to get his opportunity to go forward and potentially end up in the Caulfield Guineas. He had, you know, the right grounding for it now. He had two sort of educational runs as a two-year-old, and he's come back in the spring with two strong wins, you know, obviously in much weaker grade. But he'll go to Sandown on Underwood Stakes now and run in the 1,400-metre three-year-old that day. And you know, if he can win again, then he'll go to Caulfield with a genuine chance.
Is he a horse that you think's got that Group 1 class?
He's a beautifully bred horse. You know, he's by Teofilo, one of the world's top stallions, and he's a very imposing, impressive-looking colt. And yeah, he's always going to be a better three-year-old. So, at the moment, we're entitled to get a little bit excited about it. As I said, he's on the right program to have his opportunity.
Well, speaking of exciting colts, we get to see the return for the first time in your stable of Finance Tycoon. It's going to be a cracking race. He takes on Ingratiating, who he beat in the Maribyrnong Plate. Since he's joined your stable, how has he impressed you?
He has really impressed us. Yeah, he's a really good style of Britain Tycoon colt. He certainly looks like a horse, again, that will probably be a better three-year-old. You know, but he's a very good two-year-old. He's a big, strong, imposing colt that has really furnished into himself now. He's a spring three-year-old. Everything we've asked him to do, he's been very impressive. He trialled nicely down the straight a month or so back, and then a couple of weeks ago he had a really strong trial at Flemington, and he's come out of it really well. Had a strong gallop on the course proper at Geelong on Monday morning, and yeah, we're really pleased with how he is going heading to his first up run.
Only 8 runners. He's drawn gate 3. How do you see the race panning out for him? Would you like to see him up on the speed?
I think he is a horse that naturally puts himself there, so I can't imagine that we'll be holding him up too much. And as you said, it's only a small field anyway. Sometimes you can make it too complicated down the straight trying to find the backside. And I would imagine that he'll be right there.
Well, he's going to be exciting to see the return of on Saturday. Inspirational Girl, though, is the headline act in the Maccabi Diva. Did she take much improvement out of the run at Caulfield, where she was just a little tardy away? And from that point of view, it made it really difficult in the Memsey?
Yeah, I'm hoping it. Yeah, she was a bit rusty there, not having raced for the better part of 9 or 10 months. So I think it might have switched her on a bit. Obviously, she needs to be a bit cleaner from the gate to hold a better position in running, particularly at this level. We're hoping she does that on Saturday. Physically and mentally, she's in a really good position. Yeah, she's really thrived since she came over, and she's had a really good first carnival last and just needs to take the next step now to the Melbourne Spring.
It's an interesting Maccabi Diva. There's a lot of horses that are kicking off campaigns and are looking to get out over further distance. She's 3 from 3, second up, and unbeaten at the distance. Do you see much speed in the race? How do you see the Maccabi Diva unfolding for a horse like Inspirational Girl, who usually gets back in her races?
Yeah, it can be a complicated race, the Maccabi, for all those factors you just said. A lack of intent from a lot of the runners, and it becomes a bit of a cat and mouse quietly run mile. And it was last year. I think Camelot's gone 3-4 miles on a very slow pace, and yeah, if she's slowly away, it may well be a complicated matter. We've got a really good rider on board, and Damien Lane, and ultimately it'll be up to him and her to get it right.
Just struggling to hear you there, Danny. You're probably at the farm or Flemington at the moment. So would you like her to, from that gate, is there any chance she can take a closer run, or is she just one that really needs to find her feet?
Look, we'd love to think she can, you know, particularly if it is going to be slowly run. We'd love to see her in the first half a dozen. But that'll really come down to her breaking away cleanly and having enough early pace to hold a spot. But that would be our preference.
What's the plan to get to a Cox Plate with her following the Maccabi Diva? Would it be a traditional type of path, or have you mapped that out as yet?
Oh, look, there's nothing set in stone for her. You know, I'm not sure whether she'd be even going to the Cox Plate unless she was really impressive in a Maccabi Diva. I suspect her next run will be the Turnbull.
But yeah, everything's on the table for it. There's the Mayor's Mile Group One at the end of the spring. There's obviously a Caulfield Cup if we decided to step out in distance, but we haven't made any decision beyond Saturday really at this stage.
And then we get to see young Verda, who's back in the very special kids pin and win the last race. He's drawn a bit of an ugly gate. What's your thoughts first up? Over 1,700, he normally hasn't done too much first up other than winning on debut. But at 1,700, could he be a player on Saturday?
Oh, look, with the gate and that, as you said, he's first up and, you know, he's really, we're hoping, going to measure up and run in a Caulfield or Melbourne Cup or both. So, yeah, we're going to have to take our medicine from that gate on Saturday, and he's going to be back and hopefully warming up late and showing us that he's on track. But he'd be not a really good punting vehicle, knowing all of that.
You've always had a lot of time for him, and it culminated with the best run of his career in the Derby. Has he come back a bigger, stronger horse, do you think?
He's no bigger, but I do think he's a little bit stronger. He's always going to be a light little fella, but that doesn't hurt when you're going to run a mile and a half and further. But he's definitely more mature, and we're hoping he can make that step. That is a huge jump, though, from those three-year-old Barbies to the Caulfield Cup. There's not many of them make it, but we're hoping that he can.
How did Superstorm pull up from his big win in the Fian?
Really well. No, he didn't have a tough run. It again, was not a really hard-run race, and he saved the ground and got up the inside to win, and it's a good second up progression run for him to hopefully improve next time out in the Underwood Stakes.
So Underwood into the Cox Plate for Superstorm is now the dedicated plan. And have you locked in a jockey for the Cox Plate?
Look, I don't think so. I think Bob's spoken to a few people, but I'm not sure whether a decision has been made as yet.
Okay. And just one last one on how's Vow and Declare, the cup winner, going at the moment?
Yeah, look, he seems to be going really well. Obviously, it's been a long time since he was a factor in a finish of a race, but we'll be seeing him again in the Naturalism on Saturday week. And that's, he gets his opportunity to start to put his hand up. But yeah, we're happy with everything at home, but we just need to see some competitive performances on a Saturday.
I better ask you about Iconoclasm, otherwise it'll win at 50-1 and we'll get in trouble. How's he going first up?
Look, he lost form last prep. So we've done everything completely different with him this time. He's just been down at 13th Beach. He hasn't done a lot of galloping. He's had one quiet trial, which we were happy with. He'll go in there needing to run on Saturday, but we just want to see him, show the real zest for it that the real Iconoclasm has. He's won the last three Gold Reefs at Moonee Valley on Cox Plate Eve, and that's certainly his target race for this spring. If we could come back and win that for a fourth time, it would be a great thrill for everyone.
Finance Tycoon, your best?
I think so. I think, obviously Ingratiating's go around short, and the race deservedly so, but we'll go there and do our best to knock him off.
Good on you, Danny. Good luck.
Thank you.